This is Unit 4, Application and System Software. It is part of Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This is the third and final lecture for Unit 4. The objectives for Unit 4 are to define application versus system software. Give examples of application software and the elements that comprise them, focusing on healthcare systems. Describe the functions of system software, OS, including file organization, file types, downloading, zipped files. List different types, brands of operating systems, and explain the purpose and usage of file systems. This lecture will focus on the last objective, the purpose and usage of file systems. A file system is a way of organizing files and their data on a storage device. Operating systems include a file system. The OS acts as an intermediary between the file system and the applications. These applications include software, OS utilities, etc. First, let's define a file. A file is a block of program instructions or data that's stored on a disk, secondary storage, or hard drive. There are many different file types. For example, you can have an executable file, which is a software application that you run. An executable file is filled with a series of machine code instructions. Another type is a text file, which is merely a collection of binary representations of characters. There are other types of files that may include other types of special formatting, such as types specific to an application, like Microsoft Word or Excel. There are also specially formatted files for storing images and videos, and files that are formatted to be an archive, which is a collection of files. Every file has a name. Each OS and file system have their own naming rules. For example, Microsoft Windows used to have a file name limit of 8 characters. Also, some OS have case-sensitive names, others do not. Part of the file name is the file's extension, which is the portion to the right of the dot. The extension identifies the file name and is used to identify what you can do with the file. Depending on the settings of your file system, you may or may not see the file extension. These file extensions are somewhat up to the user to maintain correctly. Applications will automatically append the correct extension to the file, but they don't enforce that the extensions are correct. Users can always rename the files with any extension, but if you do this, it may be more difficult to find the file from within an application. Some examples of file namex with extensions are essay.doc, which is a Microsoft Word document named essay, budget.xls, which is a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet named budget, winzip.exe, an executable program named winzip, and photo1.jpg, which is a JPEG image named photo1. Files have owners. It can be the user that created the file or last modified it. Operating systems also have utilities to change ownership of a file. Not all operating systems store the file owner, particularly those that are simple and do not have extensive file security. Files also have permissions. The OS can enforce which user can read or open the file, which user can write to or save the file, and whether the file is an executable program, and if it is, who can run it. The permissions for a particular file may vary by user. Some users may only be able to read the file, while others may be able to read the file and write to the file. These permissions are an important security feature for operating systems, since they can protect files from being accessed by anyone with access to the computer or file system. All files have a size that is expressed in bytes, kilobytes, megabytes, or gigabytes. The size depends on the amount of data stored in the file, and the file system stores file on disk, which we will discuss more later. For example, a long Word document will be larger than a short one. A high-definition or HD video will be larger than a low-resolution video of the same length. A high-resolution image will be larger than a small text file, unless that file is really, really long. Most file systems allow you to group your files into containers. In Microsoft Windows and Mac OS, the containers are called folders. In Unix and Linux, the containers are called directories. Folders or directories contained in other folders' directories are called subfolders or subdirectories. There are flat file systems that have only one large directory or folder. File systems and operating systems provide utilities for the user to manage files and folders or directories. In Windows, it's called Explorer. In Mac OS and Mac OS X, it's called Finder. And in Unix, it's a series of typed commands that provide this functionality. These utilities allow the user to view files and their properties, find files, move files from one folder, directory to another, copy and paste files or folders, rename files or folders, and create folders, directories. This is a screenshot of Explorer in Microsoft Windows. Depending on the view you select from the View menu, you may or may not see the detailed properties about the files folders. This view is the detailed view, so you can see the name of the file, including the extension, the size of the file, the type of the file, and the date it was last modified. There are other options in the menus on the top of the window and the links on the left, including search, quick links to other locations on the computer, and links to file and folder tasks. This is a screenshot of Finder for Mac OS X 10.5. Once again, it shows details about the file, including the name, the date last modified, the size, and the type of file. The file extensions are not shown in this view. Also, there are buttons on the top that perform other utilities, including a search, and links on the left to go to other locations. There are several window environments for Linux. One is called the KDE window environment. Dolphin is the name of the file manager in the KDE window environment. You can see a view of Dolphin in the upper left corner of this screenshot. Note that in the view shown, the files are represented by icons relating to the type of file, and the file extensions are shown along with the size. No details about the date last modified are given, but are in the detailed view. See the buttons near the top of the window which show the views available. The current one selected is Icons. This file manager also provides links to other places on the left, as well as menu options along the top. Unlike Explorer or Finder, there is no visible search utility. Presumably, it's available through one of the menu options. The OS also makes these utilities available for use within applications. For example, in Microsoft Windows, if you need to select a file, you can usually type in a file name or click a button named Browse, and a window that looks similar to Explorer opens, which allows you to navigate through folders to find the file you need. In the screenshot shown here, the window is performing a Save As. Similar to Explorer, you can select the folder where you want to save the file and type in the file name you want. For all file systems that are not flat, meaning there is more than just one large directory or folder, the nested subfolders or subdirectories contained on the computer form a hierarchical structure similar to a tree. This screenshot shows nested folders and subfolders and the tree-like structure that results. Other file utilities include a search utility that will search for files or folders on a disk based on search criteria. Also, file compression and archiving utilities are available. Some come with the OS, like Windows native compression utilities. Others are third-party software that need to be installed, like WinZip for Microsoft Windows and StuffIt for Mac OS X and Microsoft Windows. File compression and archiving utilities allow you to assemble multiple files folders into one archive file. Compression utilities use special algorithms to store files folders in compressed format, which is smaller than uncompressed format. The basic idea of file compression is that not every bit of the file is stored. The compression schemes determine how to do this best. If a file is compressed, it must be uncompressed first before it can be used. Often archiving and compression are used together to conserve storage space on a hard drive. Archived files may also be referred to as zipped files. Backup and recovery utilities refer to programs that allow users to easily back up data on a hard drive and to restore the data from the backup. Backups can be regularly scheduled and can be done incrementally, meaning only new or changed data is saved in a backup once a full backup exists. Most sensitive systems require regular backups, sometimes multiple ones, and often require that at least one backup resides off-site. Security utilities are programs that help protect a computer from harmful files and unwanted access. These can include firewalls, antivirus software, anti-spyware, anti-malware, etc. For transferring files from one computer to another over a network, you may use file transfer utilities. Depending on your network, transferring files may be the same as moving files from one folder to another. Other networks, such as the Internet, require using utilities to transfer files. One such utility is called the FTP, or File Transfer Protocol. There are many GUI or graphical user interface applications built on top of this protocol that make transferring files easier. Googling FTP plus your OS will result in many options. There are different types of file systems. One is a typical disk file system that would be used on a hard disk drive. A flash file system is one for a flash device. A network file system is one that is accessed over a network. Files may be stored at multiple locations within the network. The implementation of a file system can be viewed in two ways: the logical model, which is what is represented in Explorer or Finder, and the physical model, which is how the files are actually stored on disk. Before we discuss how data is stored on disk, first we have to understand how a hard disk drive works. It contains a platter where the data is stored, and the spindle, which is in the center of the platter, holds one or more platters stacked on top of each other. The platter spins and the arm moves so that the head is over the location on the disk where data is to be read or written. Files are stored on the platter in sectors, which is a group of bytes of a given size, usually 512 bytes. A sector is shown at point C in the image on this slide. These sectors make up a track, which is the red section indicated by the letter A. Groups of adjacent sectors are called clusters, shown in green, and identified by the letter D. Each sector and track has an address so that every location on the disk can be found. Before a disk can be used, it must be formatted. Formatting separates the disk into tracks and sectors and assigns addresses to them. Most disks today come pre-formatted, so you may never need to format a disk yourself. Disks may be reformatted later in the case of corruption, or if the drive is to be reused for something else. File systems serve as an interface to the storage device, such as the disk drive. The file system keeps track of where files are located on the disk. The file name and its address are stored in an index. File systems try to optimize the store and retrieval operations by using clusters for data access instead of an individual sector. The file system also keeps track of free clusters so that it knows where to store new files. Unfortunately, a single file may be stored in non-contiguous clusters. This is called a fragmented file. Fragmented files can be slow to access since the platter and the head need to move a lot to find the next cluster on disk. If the clusters were contiguous, this movement wouldn't be necessary. The head would just need to move to the next cluster on the track. When a file is deleted, the file system removes the file entry from the index and identifies the file's clusters as being free. After a file is deleted, it can be recovered if it is done quickly before the clusters are overwritten. If you want to completely delete a file, you can use file shredder utilities. These utilities write over the freed clusters so that the old data no longer exists. For highly secure environments like healthcare settings, old disks must be safely disposed. You wouldn't want someone to attempt to recover data that was once stored on the drive. The two major file systems for Microsoft OS are FAT and NTFS. FAT stands for File Allocation Table. The initial version of FAT was developed in the 1970s by Bill Gates and Mark McDonald. It was a very simple file system, and its name refers to the table used to store information about where files are located and where there were free and used spaces on the disk. This initial version of FAT is now known as FAT12. The 12 refers to the number of bits used to address the clusters on the disk. The limit on the number of clusters was 4,078. FAT16 increased the cluster address to 16 bits, which increased the number of clusters to 65,517. FAT32 increased the address to 32 bits, 28 of which was used for the cluster number, which allowed for 268 million clusters. Because of the limit on the number of clusters in FAT file systems, as the drive size increases, the cluster size does as well. This means that file sizes are multiples of cluster size. Even a new empty file has a cluster size. For example, a FAT16 file system on a 2 GB drive has a cluster size of 32 kilobytes. So even the smallest file has a size of 32 kilobytes, which wastes a lot of disk space. The biggest drawback to the FAT file systems were the lack of file security. Anyone with access to a drive with a FAT file system can access all files on the drive, even if the access is from a network. There aren't any permissions or access control on files or folders. The FAT file system was used as the default file system on Microsoft operating systems up until Windows NT. It was also used on floppy disks. Because of its simplicity, it is still used on removable media, such as flash memory cards for digital cameras and USB flash drives. NTFS was introduced with Microsoft Windows NT. It is a much more complex file system that provides access control for files and folders based on users' permission, which makes it the recommended file system for all secure systems, including healthcare systems. Also, there is encryption available for NTFS. Like FAT file systems, the initial NTFS system did vary cluster size with disk size, but later versions limit the cluster size. Note that even though NTFS is the default file system for the latest Microsoft Windows OS, such as Windows 7, there is still support available within these operating systems for FAT file systems. Similar to file systems used with Microsoft Windows operating systems, the file systems for Mac OS have gone through much development over the years. HFS is a simple file system, like FAT16, the cluster size or allocation blocks varied with the disk size, meaning that empty or small files would still be rather large on a large disk. Also, HFS didn't have file security. HFS Plus and HFSX are later versions of HFS that introduced file security and advanced access control. Also, it limited the cluster or allocation block size. There are several file systems supported by Linux. Because Linux is based on Unix, the file systems for Linux are also based on Unix file systems. This means that they are very complex and provide much support for large storage devices. They also provide file security and access control. Note that though an OS may have a default file system, it will support multiple different file systems. Let's take a step back and consider how a file system fits into a computer and an OS. Suppose a user performs a file operation such as open, close, read, or write. The operating system translates that operation into one understood by the file system. The file system finds the file's address on disk using the index and tells the hardware what operation needs to be done and at what location. If the operation returns any data, the data is transferred from the hard drive to the file system and then to the OS where it is brought into memory. The OS then provides the data to the application or the user. Before we conclude, here are some tips for best managing your files. Use descriptive names for files and folders, directories. Maintain proper file extensions. Group similar files together into folders or directories. Organize folders, directories into a proper hierarchy. Delete or archive files you no longer need. Defragment drive regularly. Maintain enough space, 20%, on drive. Backup. In summary, files store data, instructions, in secondary memory. The operating system provides file manager utilities, and the file system organizes and manages data stored on the storage device, such as a hard disk drive.